There's been a lot of comments on the impact on private landowners and those of us who live in this area, and impact on the region and regulatory issues and the other things. I want to pick up on Ken's point about the scenic route or the scenic evaluation studies. 200 years ago, the first trails were put up on Mount Washington, and this area became a center of attraction for its visual beauty, its recreational areas during the early 19th century and through the 19th century, and gradually it was logged, and corporations used the land, used the property, to the extent that it lost much of that scenic value, and the Weeks Act 100 years ago kind of restored the balance and put the emphasis, save the White Mountains, set up the forest system. And it seems to me we're focusing today a lot on the local issues and our own local concerns, but this is a national resource. These are the Alps of New England. I mean, they're visited people from worldwide. 10,000 people a year hike the ridge and the Franconia Trail. Those people are not from here, but they use it and they value it. So I guess when you do your visual study, there's a lot of technical things that you need to look at. But I think there needs to be an historical context, because there are not many places in this nation that have this value, and there certainly are not in the northeastern United States. This is it. You've got the Adirondacks, that's one thing, but this area has been valued for its scenic qualities and the natural landscape for two centuries, and it set in motion the values that helped set up parks in the West. These people came from the East, they went West, they saw it, but they got their values here in New Hampshire. I don't think there should be anything going through New Hampshire from Quebec to reach a seacoast market that can be reached in other ways. I don't care about Quebec. We've got Maine. We've got different routes that go through Maine that come from New Brunswick. There's power for the East Coast that does not have to come through New Hampshire, period. Now, I realize the process is underway, and we have to deal with all of these technical things and fight like hell. But my druthers would be that we say there's a positive reason for the nation why this area needs to be protected from Canada. Now, the one other thing I would say is that twice a year, the bicyclists from the Montreal Bicycle Clubs come down here through Littleton, and they go over to Conway. And I've talked with some of these people, and we see tourists, motorcyclists. Many people from Quebec use this area. This is valuable to them, too. And somehow we are the stewards of it. Other people stewarded it for us. So I just want to take a longer-term perspective here, and I'm sorry for taking your time.
You make an excellent point, and actually one of the things that should happen in these environmental reviews but rarely is done properly is to take a look at the cumulative impacts. I mean, one of the problems that the White Mountain National Forest has is not many years ago, Conway was trying to get its bypass, not through the town, but through the White Mountain National Forest. We've seen an interstate, even though it wasn't on the National Forest, but it came up through Franconia. There's a number of proposals that may come soon about wind farms and so on and so forth. And one by one, it is the death of the White Mountain National Forest. It's that sort of cuts by a thousand sword kind of thing. And the EIS processes, et cetera, should look at cumulative impacts, but it's done very poorly. But it's one of the issues we would want to raise in this process.
I just want to add that I think you're absolutely right. The point you make is the right point. And, you know, when you drive into the land of many uses, the signs say land of many uses. It was never intended for the White Mountain National Forest to ever be used as a conduit for electricity. we wouldn't have protected it for that in the first place if that was the reason.